Hello and welcome to the Qatar Islamic Insurance Group conference call. Please note that this call is being recorded. You will have the opportunity to ask questions to our speaker later on during the Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question by that time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Now I would like to hand the call over to Donna. You may begin.
Hello everyone and assalamu alaikum to you all. This is Donna Asawazi from QNB Financial Services. I would like to welcome everyone to Qatar Islamic Insurance Group's third quarter 2025 financial results conference call. On this call for management, we have Yasir Al-Amli, Group CFO, Mohammed Ashraf, Director of Risk Management, and Waleed Abu Arda, Investor Relations Officer. We will conduct this conference call with management first reviewing the company's results, followed by a Q&A session. I will turn the call now over to Yasir. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Board of Directors and the management of Qatar Islamic Insurance Group, I welcome you all to the Investors Conference for 30th September 25. The Investor Relations Officer at Qatar Islamic Insurance Group, and now I will give you a snapshot of financial results for Qatar Islamic Insurance Group as at 30th September 2025. Mr. Waleed Abu Arda is with us now, IR officer, and Mr. Mohammed Ashraf, Director of Risk Management, joining us here. During the period, the group recognized the capital contribution of Qatar riyal 364 million, compared to Qatar riyal 413 million during the same period in 2024. The policyholder fund generated surplus of Qatar riyal 23 million, compared to a deficit of Qatar riyal 32 million in 9 months 2024. The shareholder fund total revenue reached Qatar riyal 181 million, compared to Qatar riyal 179 million in 9 months 2024. The shareholder fund net income increased from Qatar riyal 122 million in 9 months 2024 to Qatar riyal 139 million in 9 months 2025. This translates into an increased basic earning per share of Qatar riyal 0.93 for 9 months 2025 compared to Qatar riyal 0.81 for 9 months 2024. In balance sheet side, as at 30th September 25, the total shareholders' equity stood of Qatar Riyal 599 million compared to Qatar Riyal 535 million, respectively, as at in third quarter 2024. The combined total assets of policyholders' fund and shareholders' fund stood at Qatar Riyal 1.208 billion as at 30th September 2024. You can now download the consolidated financial statement as at 30th September 2025, as well as the investor presentation from the investor relations section at our website, www.qiic.com.qa. Thank you very much. And now we are ready to receive any question or queries. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have dialed in and would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to raise your hand and join the queue. If you would like to withdraw your question, simply press star 1 again. Thank you. Your first question comes from the line of Zohair Pervez with Al Rayan Investment. Your line is now open.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the presentation. I have a question regarding the... there are recent news about Siha being reintroduced. Could you give us some color on what will be the benefit for you in case this comes back, and what kind of opportunity are you looking at with regards to the new Siha? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for your question. It's not actually the Siha, it's the new mandatory insurance, but it will relate something similar to the Siha that we had some years back, but this time the government had decided to engage the insurance companies in advance. So they have floated a tender, the Ministry of Public Health, and we are participating into that. Initially, the idea was to start with the expat population. Now it has turned back to the local population. We'll start in the first phase with the local population, just as in the Siha before. So we are participating in that tender, and it's a work in process. So we are expecting some good revenue generation from that, not only us, the entire insurance industry. But it is something that is in process, so I cannot comment much on that. Thank you.
But just to follow up, can you tell us any timelines on it? When do you think this will be, be finalized?
2026 is the intended timeline as of now. But it can change. We don't know. But currently, it's 1/1/26.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 in your telephone keypad. Thank you. There are no further questions. I will now turn the call back over to Donna for some closing remarks.
There are no more questions. We would like to thank the company's management for the results update and for taking the time to answer all queries. And we look forward to speaking to you all for the fourth quarter results.
Inshallah. Thank you very much and have a nice day. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect.